International friendships, cultural exchange, youth education, and the arts are all part of the focus of sister cities across the globe. I had an opportunity to visit with the sister city delegation from Hamm, Germany, to celebrate the 35th anniversary of our sister city affiliation. Chattanooga has six sister cities following the concept of citizen involvement and education and cultural exchange between world cities initiated by President Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1956. Hamm, Germany was the first sister city partnership for Chattanooga, formed through a liaison with a DuPont employee in 1975. Every even-numbered year, a group from our sister city of Hamm visit Chattanooga. On the odd-numbered years, Chattanoogans travel to Hamm.
My name is Ulrike Wäscher, and I'm the first mayor of your sister town, Hamm.
And you've come to Chattanooga in celebration of the 35th anniversary of our sisterhood.
Yes, it was a very, very great celebrate yesterday we had with the mayor of Chattanooga and with lovely people, very, very fun people. It was a very great evening.
Is this your first time to visit Chattanooga?
It's my first time to visit USA. I was in our sister town in Mexico, but I've never been in USA. My children have been in USA for a lot time, and she always said, you must go to the USA, and it's my first time in the USA.
We're very glad you came. Do you have many sister cities in Hamm?
Oh, yes, we have nine sister cities in Hamm all over the world. Some sister cities are not so busy with us, but Chattanooga, it works very good.
What does your city gain from having Chattanooga as your sister city?
We had DuPont in our city, and the leader of DuPont wanted to have a contact between Hamm and Chattanooga, and so it began.
With this being your first visit, was there anything about Chattanooga that surprised you?
All the people are so very, very friendly, and I came and I thought, I was here, I know everyone. Mrs. Wonderful area surprised me, the river, the colorful mountain, the very, very nice South State houses in Chattanooga, that all surprised me.
Now, if I were going to come to Hamm, what would I look for?
First, I will show you our Maxi Park with the big elephant of the world. All people who come into the Maxi Park want to come again because it's very, very nice. And then I'll go by car with you around the city and will show you the little villages around of Hamm with castles. There's very, very old churches that I want to show you.
Are you going to come back again someday, do you think, to Chattanooga?
I hope that I come back again. And when I come back, I will stay longer than 1 week. It's so much to see here. And when I come back, I will take my husband with me. Now my son is with me, and he is so full of ideas what we can do when we come back. And I hope and I think I come back.
Both Hamm and Chattanooga have organizations to arrange and schedule the cultural exchange and activities between our cities. Here, the Sister City Association of Chattanooga plays host to our German visitors. The counterpart in our sister city is the International Club of Hamm.
My name is Annette Dahlmann, and I'm vice president in the International Club of Hamm for Chattanooga.
Now, that is the organization that interacts with and continues the relationships with your sister cities.
Yes, of course. Our counterpart is the Sister City Association of Chattanooga. And my personal counterpart is Karen Claypool. I'm only responsible for Chattanooga, but I have visited other sister cities too. I'm involved in the programs that are between Hamm and Chattanooga.
Can you give us an example of some of the things going on between them?
We mostly have exchanges for young people. We have student exchanges. Some stay for 5 weeks during the summer holidays in families on both sides. Of course, we have a school exchange, a high school exchange. We have art exchange. There is a workshop every year for 1 week in Hamm with a famous artist, well-known artist in Hamm, and a group of 10 students are working together with the artist for 1 week. And during the last 6 years, there has also always been participant from Chattanooga. And we have choir exchanges, a lot of activities, and visitors. Every 2 years, I bring a group over to Chattanooga. We stay here for a couple of days and then travel further. And that are mostly adults, but the main thing is that they stay in families. We are not in a hotel or a motel, but we stay with families to get to know the culture, how people live here, and to make friends.
Is that the primary advantage of having sister cities?
Yes, so to get to know the culture of different countries, to get to know how people live, and to make friends. Not to be just a tourist, a visitor, but to live in a family and to live as a family member.
Everyone I spoke with in the HOM delegation were delighted to visit Chattanooga and hoped to return for a longer visit. The Americans hosting the Sister City guests were equally enthusiastic to continue the cultural exchange and friendships formed with our sister city of HOM, Germany. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.